6:6-7.
O Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
God has been good to us once again. You may not have everything you think you want, but God has given you what you need. And for that, we ought to be eternally grateful.
Amen.
And He's still supplying all of our needs if we but just ask. He knows what we need, but He likes to hear us ask and speak to Him. God will supply all of our needs. This morning, the scripture was read for your hearing, and actually the scripture was Matthew 5, 13 through 16, but that's okay. We're going to continue on with those few verses, and we're going to speak from a subject called Christian influence. Christian influence. Let us take a moment as we go to God in prayer. O righteous and wonderful Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. I know that many of the prayers have contained thank you, O Lord. Thank yous, O Lord. But Father in heaven, we thank you for just so many things. And sometimes we just don't know what to say other than thank you. And that's all that we can say, O Lord. But we are so grateful that you have blessed us. You brought us from our earliest existence down to this present moment. You have taken care of us and given us. But especially, O Lord, you gave us your Son who went to Calvary's cross on our behalf. Not because it was for him, but because more so, Lord, it was always for us. He died that we might live. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you this morning, Father, for each and every member in this congregation and for our visitors as well. Thank you this morning, Father, for those who may not be here because they are sick or shut in. Father, we just pray that they may be able to be with us at the next appointed time. We pray this morning, for we know there are some who have lost loved ones today, O Lord. And we just pray for strength for the families of those who have lost those loved ones. And pray that they would gather a better understanding of the fact that because we live, we surely must die. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, that all is well with everyone as well as can be expected this morning. Father, we thank you for the church here on Stony Island, and we thank you for the leadership here in this congregation. We pray for the leadership in their families, the membership in their families, as well as those brethren who have taken part in the services thus far. Father, we thank you so very much, and we ask that you continue to bless this congregation and lead this congregation. Give us the strength to be able and the will to be able to do just what your will is in our lives, O Lord. We thank you this morning, Father, for the parents who are raising their children, and we pray that you give them strength that they may be able to raise their children up in the way that you have prescribed for us to raise them up. We pray this morning, O Heavenly Father, for those who are without, that they may have those things that we know that you can provide because of their needs. Thanking you, O Heavenly Father, for everything, all things, and anything that you do for us. And it's in the name of your Son, Jesus, who, because he died, once again, we can live. We thank you for everything. In his name, let us all say amen. This morning from that chapter 5 of Matthew, starting at verse 13, it says, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that sets on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And if it giveth light unto all that are in the house, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." This morning from that, we're going to take the message once again, Christian influence. And this text speaks of the influence of the disciples as Jesus was given given it to them. There are two objects used to describe these influence and the effects of these two. As Christians, we are what the world see and know of Christ and His gospel. Many of us may be unaware of the influence we have in this world or on this world. When our influence is gone, we have lost our salt. And when our light is dim or hidden, we are not seen. Yes, Christians, at least some turn their lights on and off at will, on around other Christians and off to the world. That's not the way a Christian should behave, and that's not the way a Christian should act. A Christian should keep his light on at all times. So let us look at the concept this morning of salt and light, or in other words, your influence that you have on the world, or that you can have on the world. The Bible speaks to us of influence. Since we are to be the salt and the light in the world, what does that mean? Well, first let us define influence. Simply put, influence is that others see and think of what others see and think of us. We must always remember that old saying, how that first impression is what people remember by us by the most. How we walk, how we dress, the places we go and the people that we go to those places with. How should we walk? Well, according to the scripture in Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 5, we are to walk in wisdom. It lets us to know that how we are to talk as well, the scriptures does. In verse number 6 of that same text, it tells us, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man. In other words, we are to sound as though we are Christians, speaking with grace, and grace is what keeps our words from becoming corrupted. It helps us to keep our Christianity even when we speak to one who is a fool. And you know, we often speak to fools because there are fools in the world that we run across each and every day. In Proverbs chapter 26, in the verses number 4, the Bible says, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like him. You want to act like a fool? Just answer like a fool, and you shall become just like a fool. When we stop allowing ourselves to be Christians, guess what we do? We become just like the world. We must always allow our wisdom to temper our speech, but never backing away from the word of truth. In 1 Peter chapter 3 in the verses 15, the Bible says, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of hope that is in you with meekness and fear. In other words, act like a Christian all the time, not some of the time, not on Sunday only, not on Wednesday or Tuesday whenever you have your Bible class, but act like a Christian every day of your life. Walk like a Christian every day of your life. And speak as though you know what you are about to defend. And if you don't know how to defend the Word of God, tell them you'll get back to them and let them know at a later time. We as Christians know that our hope is in Jesus Christ. And it should be a happy and a proud occasion when we can tell others about Him. We must also walk honestly. If you are a Christian, then you are supposed to walk as a Christian. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and the verses number 12, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. When you think about it, church, God, as I spoke about in my prayer, God will supply all your need. You won't lack for anything that you need. You may lack for something that you want, but you shall not lack for what you need. Look at the text again in Matthew chapter 5, verses number 13 through verse number 16. Keep your fingers there because that's where we're going to be at this morning. Verse 13 says, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost His savor, therewith shall it be salted. In other words, if the salt is no good, what are you going to use? If it is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. We must always remember that we are to be Christians. We must always keep our Christian walk alive and walk right, talk right, speak right, and go to the right places. Now, I know that some of us have a problem with what kind of places we go to. When we think about it, well, nobody will see me if I just duck in here and duck right out. But God knows where you ducked in and where you duck right out of. And as a Christian, you are supposed to be a Christian at all times so that others may see Christ in us. We are the salt of the earth. Our salt can be lost, though. Salt is a preservative as well as a seasoning or a flavoring. Salt represents strength, which give a preserving effect as well as a seasoning effect. When salt has become weakened due to exposure to the air, or in the case of Christians exposed to worldly ways, it loses its strength or it loses its savor. It loses the ability to do what it's supposed to do, and that is to preserve. When you think about it, church, when the effects of time and sin has caused a Christian to be not as the same as they once were, then we must pick ourselves up, get back to God. And when you look at that text of verse number 5, you watch what it says again. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if that salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. In other words, Jesus called upon his disciples when he was, and those that he was speaking to let them know just what is expected of them. They were to be as an influence and blessings to the world. His words were also to give them encouragement to carry on even in the face of contentment and suffering. We too must look at the Lord for our source of encouragement. A Christian who has lost his influence, a Christian who has lost his influence or his salt, has lost his desire to be a good worker for the Master. We are to tell others of Christ, but when we can no longer have, when we no longer have our influence, or our influence has become so weakened like useless salt, we must remember we are the salt of the earth. There are examples throughout the Word of God where many have become weak or have either lost their salt or become so weakened they worry about the influence of losing this, worry about the ability to keep their influence, I should say. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, in the verses number 27, we find the apostle referring to himself. He writes, he said, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Yes, the preacher can find himself under pressure. And though he strives to point others in the right way, if he is not careful, he may find himself missing the mark as well. The preacher, I speak about the preacher this morning. I'm not ashamed to speak about the preacher this morning. The preacher should be the one that the church, that the one in the church running the fastest and fighting the hardest. Because he is not only fighting for his own soul, but he is trying to win others to Christ as well. But also, like others, the preacher may find himself in need of a do-over. He may find himself in need of a do-over. Therefore, the apostle, he puts it in perspective in 1 Corinthians 9 in verse number 27. The preacher must keep his own faith in the Spirit and in the faith lest he falls. Now, I do not want, nor do I plan to be turned away from the gate before I get there. I do not plan that when I get to the gate that the Lord will send me in the other direction. You see, for me, I'm standing just like the rest of you. I'm listening for my name, and I want to hear my name to be called when I get there. I want it to be called to go to the right and not to the left. But I've got to be as the apostle wrote. We have to be as the apostle wrote. He said, I keep under my body and bring it in subjection. Yes, when the preacher falls, it's a hard fall. But we as Christians have heard it said that in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 18, that Satan is as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Oh yeah, he's out there roaring and seeking to whom he may devour. That includes the preacher, the elders, the deacons, the members, and even your parents, your husband, your wife. He's looking for your children. He's looking for anybody that he can devour. He doesn't care. Therefore, all of us must stay sober and be vigilant that we do not fall prey to his wiles. Not only are we the salt, but we are the light. And we are the light in a dark world. Light is illumination to darkness. When we enter into a darkened room, before we go in, we always reach for the light switch. We always want to become aware of the danger that may be in the room so that we can be aware of what's in my way and what's not. We might even want to be on the lookout for creatures that may be crawling and moving about in our homes when we go into a darkened room. In the same way, as Christians, we are to light the way that those who may not know Christ may come to know him in a different way. Verse number 14 of the text. Look what it says. It says, ye are the light of the world. And a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. What does that mean? That means that your light ought to be shining so that you can't go into hiding to let people know that you are a Christian. And some folk like to hide their light. But I got some news for you this morning. Hiding your light is not the Christian way. Hiding the light does not allow Christ to be shown in us. Hiding the light will turn people off rather than you turning your light on, letting people see Jesus in you. Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse number 12, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Therefore, Jesus is no longer here in person, but we are to be his light for him down here. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 8, we were sometimes in darkness, but now are we light. We must stay as light and not fall back to darkness as we once were. As Paul just stated there in Ephesians 8, it says, in the Lord we walk as children of the light. We walk as children of the light. That means children that are in the light, they know their way and they know their place. Isn't that right? He expressed to those Christians they had been changed from where they once were. And now they are in need of staying where they are now. We as they were are now recipients of the gospel of Christ who is light. What are we to do now, somebody may ask? Now that I'm in the light, now that I am the light, what am I to do? By noting verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible says, proving what is acceptable to the Lord. A Christian's light should always be burning bright. A flashing light on a Christian means caution. There may be danger lurking ahead. An off light means there's no working there at all. But a dim light means that it does not work as well as it should. So look at verse number 15. It says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a basket, but on a candlestick. And give it light unto all that are in the house. So in other words, if your light is burning brightly, everybody ought to see it. Everybody can see it. And then in verse number 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. When the church stops preaching the gospel of Christ, it becomes as a weakened source to all. The church must never muzzle the gospel. And anyone who tells the members this, we are going to soften the word just a little bit
so we can draw in more people. Well, I got news for you this morning. You are really compromising the soul of the people that it serves. If the truth of the gospel won't bring the people in, surely God is not going to be acceptable to a lie. Because according to Proverbs chapter 6, the Bible says God hates a lying tongue. So by softening the word of God, and I know there are people who have said, maybe we ought to tone it down. Maybe we ought to just be a little bit more lenient on the folk. Well, then you're not teaching them the truth. If you want to soften it down, if you want it to be smooth, go home and get a glass of Kool-Aid or something. But not the Word of God. You can't compromise on the Word of God. It says what it says, and it means what it says, and it is what it is. And you know what? That's a saying that I hate. I hate when people tell me it is what it is. I already know that it is what it is. I don't need you to repeat it. But when we look at the Word of God and we see that the Bible says in verse 14, you are the light in the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. And then it goes on to explain that neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it is given, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. You ought to be lighting up the room with your light this morning. And when you walk out that door, your light still should be so bright that somebody walking across the street can see that you must be a Christian, or you shine like one at least anyway. So then, we must be always burning and shining lights that we may influence, have a good influence to teach others, to instruct others, and to bring comfort to others. Our light must shine not to glorify ourselves. The light is not, my light is not for me. My light is for others. See, I can always say to myself, I know my light is shining bright. But that's not for me. I want to know if you can see my light burning. And look what the text says. You are the light of the world. How will the world know if your light is not burning? So I say this morning, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. But our light is to edify others, and not so much me, not so much ourselves, but to edify others, and most importantly of all, to glorify God the Father in heaven. Has your salt lost its strength this morning? Has your salt lost its strength? Has your light burned out? Is it flickering or is it flashing on and off? If so, you are in need to come back to God. Remember how that the prodigal son had to return to his father? Do you remember how that after he went off and had a good while away from his father, the Bible said that he went away and he wasted his living. He wasted what he had on riotous living. Do you remember the story of the prodigal son? Do you remember how that as Christians we can become just like a prodigal son? We can drift away from the church and the Word of God. I've been there, church, so I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. I tell you something this morning. When I was out of church, I thought everything was all right, but it wasn't. I just thought it was all right. And I found myself getting up in the mornings, not even thinking about God, but just thinking about me. And I said to myself one time, I said, this is not right. So how do I make this right? Well, just like the prodigal son, I had to turn myself around and I had to go back home. Isn't that what he had to do, church? He had to turn around and go back home. And so I tell you this morning, if you've drifted away from home, the church, you need to turn around and go back home, don't you, church? You need to get your influences right so that others may see you in a different light and that they may see Christ in the light that they are supposed to see him. They need to see Christ, and you are the influence. We are the influence to the world. I bet most of us didn't know that we can influence the world. Many of us know that we can talk to the world, but sometimes we get a little shy to talk. Sometimes we don't understand what we're talking about. Sometimes we just talk and not say nothing. But sometimes you have to be able to explain to folk when they need an answer, when they need to know where hope comes from. You need to tell them where hope comes from. You need to provide to them strength, and that's where your salt comes in. Is your salt still salty this morning? And I don't know about some of you, but if any of you are from down in the South, and you go back to the farms, well, you don't have to be from the South, but if you just go to a farm, and they have cows, and they put out a huge block of salt, and these cows can go there and lick on this salt. But when that salt turns away and it no longer has any flavor, that salt is no good. Well, just like with us, when our salt has lost its strength, it's no good. And it's to be trodden under the foot of men. So this morning, investigate yourself. Ask yourself the question, is my salt still savor? Does it still have savor? Is my light still burning strong? Matter of fact, is my light even on? And if your light is not on, you need to go back to God and ask for strength to pull the switch to put your light on. You need to go back to God and ask Him to give you strength that your salt may be worthy, that others may see in you what thus saith the Lord. So I tell you this morning, we talked in Bible class of the falling away. I'm talking about the bringing in of folk. I'm talking about bringing folk into Christ, or getting them to at least understand the Word of God. And I know my time is up, and I'm going to be taking my seat in a moment. But sometimes, Christian folk, and I speak about Christian folk because that's who I'm talking to, I think. I think I'm talking to the Christian folk this morning, and they need to understand that without God, what are we? Without God, where would we be? Without God, how can we be? And if I have lost my salt, if I have lost my strength, my influence on the world, I need to regain that. And if that bulb is so dim that you can't see me anymore, you don't understand me anymore, I need to make that light as bright as it once was. Because didn't the text say that a city that sits on a hill cannot be hid? If you are a true Christian, you shouldn't want to hide yourself. You ought to want that light to be so bright that everybody sees. You ought to want somebody to come up to say and ask you the question, do you know Jesus? I believe you do because you look like you do. And you can say, yes, I do. Can I tell you about it? And then you can proceed to explain to them about Jesus Christ. So if you have lost that strength, if you have lost that brightness in your light, go back to God. Ask Him to give you the strength to come back. Ask Him to give you the brightness to come back. And then come forward. Ask the church to pray for you that you may gather strength. But if you've never been there, if you just want to find out how do I get there in the first place, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. I know it's cold outside, but we'll still baptize you today. Brother Jackson has a long pair of rubber suit he can get in, and he'll baptize you. So if this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you are evil of victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood.